Hello, today the church celebrates Tuesday of the seventh week of Easter, and our scripture passage today comes to us from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 17 to 27. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them, "You know how I lived among you the whole time from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I served the Lord with all humility and with the tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews, and I did not at all shrink from telling you what was for your benefit or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks, to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. Yet I consider life of no importance to me, if I only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. But now I know that none of you to whom I preached the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God." In our scripture readings today, we hear some famous last words. They come to us from St. Paul and from Jesus in our gospel passage. Each one proclaims that the bulk of his work is done. St. Paul is about to go to Jerusalem and prays that if he comes out of the city alive, he will travel to Rome and then bring the gospel to Spain. Jesus states that he has completed the work given to him by his Father and prays, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son." St. Paul gives advice about the duties of pastors and religious leaders, and Jesus prays for them and for all who will join them in the work of ministry in future ages. Both the sermon of St. Paul and the prayer of Jesus focus on the future with peaceful faith, and both openly say that they have done their best in their work. St. Paul says, "You know how I lived among you the whole time, from the day I first came here. I served the Lord with all humility and with the tears and trials that came to me." Jesus affirms the identity of his friends, saying to his Father, "I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word." St. Paul faces an uncertain future with the prospect of prison awaiting him in Jerusalem. Jesus doesn't foretell exactly what lies ahead. He simply prays that his disciples will continue to be faithful to him and to his teaching. Our situation today as priests, religious sisters and brothers, and committed lay people is really no different. We too should face the uncertain future with faith and peace. For when we finish the work given to us by the Father, God will take us to Himself.